the heavy leather covers. You know, I should have gone just for, like, in a paperback form, but I went with the 20 bond paper, the leather binding, and at the start of every chapter has, like, gold leafs. Chapter 1002, bookstore, hop it to good. Well, you just get back. To college, and that first day is not bad. The teacher introduces his or herself, and then you get the list of books you got to buy for the course. That's the perfect place to find your stash. The college bookstore. You walk in there and you look around, the place will be packed. Sweet things with their little list of books needed for their courses. Sweet things. She's there for the taking. You find the one you like, and you watch her. The second she pulls a book off the shelf, you walk up to the same shelf, pull one of the same books off, whip open the cover and see, $54? Are you believing this? She looks up and she goes, well, it is expensive, but I guess I have to buy it for my course. You say, $54? That's ridiculous. It's an outrage. $54. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I hardly ever read them. I buy them every year, and I hardly ever read them. It's ridiculous. You gonna buy it? She says, well, I guess I have to. I have my dad's credit card, and he told me that I could use it to buy books. So I tell you what, I've already been through this. I know full well I'm gonna buy the books, I'm gonna thumb through them, and it's a waste of money. I tell you what we do. Why don't we go halves on them? Because I only study one night a week, Monday nights, my night of hell. I know I'm not gonna study Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you'd have the books all weekend long. I just want them on Monday nights. All the books on Monday, and that's the night I study. Tell you what, you buy them on your daddy's credit card. I'm expecting a check from my mother today. I'll give you all the money back for the books, or the half of it anyway. We'll share. What do you think? Well, she's thinking to herself, this is great, because I buy all the books on daddy's credit card. Total books needed, $232. This guy gives me $115 back, $116. I pocket the $116 cash. She says, yeah, good idea. So you buy this big stack of books. While you're at it, throw a couple of sweatshirts on the pile. You know, my sister's birthday's coming up, and she wanted an AUJ, you know. Crying out loud, so you throw a few shirts on there. But they're extra large. Well, she likes them big and bulky, you know. She sleeps in them. You know, you get up to the counter, and she runs her credit card through there with all the books you need. It's $400, including the T-shirts and monogrammed book covers. So you and her walk out there to your car. You say, silly thing, you know, we're sharing books. I don't even know your name. Hi, Phil Sokolowski. I'm staying over at the Blauman dorm. What about you?
Oh, I'm Sarah Sleazebag. I'm over at the Union dorm.
So you put the books in the bag. Well, let's drive them over to your place first, I guess, because I know I ain't studying this first week. That is, I might study your smile, though. That's kind of nice. I was noticing that in the bookstore. It's a nice smile.
She's attracted to you, too, but as you brush the hair out of her eyes and run your fingertips across her cheek,
she says, aren't we moving a little fast? I mean, after all, we just met in the bookstore. You say, okay,
I guess if you don't want to do the book deal, that's okay. Here, let me give you your books. I'll go back and buy my own books. She sees that $200 of her have going flying, and she says, well, no.
Just that it's all so sudden, but I do find you attractive.
A couple of minutes of heavy petting before you know it. And, of course, needless to say, you find that quiet grove, and oh, it's like, And then in the aftermath of a shuddering, white-eye roll-back type Shangri-La, you say, I just forgot something. I need that English lit book. I tell you what, you mind, I don't want to have to look for a parking space in front of the bookstore. Could you hop out, pick up an English lit book? And I'll wait for you right here so I don't have to park the car. So you put them in front of the bookstore, she hops out, and then throwing her books out the window as you drive off. At this time.